Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. Paul just left the studio. He was in a good mood. He's like, I can't believe it did so well. Who said it? Meanwhile, I talked a lot of smack, and as usual, I sucked. Speaking of sucking, yesterday, if you're an OKC fan, game one of the NBA Finals had to suck. Rico, yesterday, I get home from doing a show. I got off at 10 o'clock, and I'm lying in bed. I turn on the end of game one. OKC was up by like 13. There's like 2 minutes left. I'm like, this game's over. I'm going to stream something. Then I look at 3 a.m. when I happen to wake back up, and the Pacers win the basketball game. This is twice now. Always game one that they come back from these ridiculous deficits, and they did it again. And of course, last night, Tyrese Haliburton was the guy. And every time you hear Tyrese Haliburton, you think?
Killian Hayes.
The guy the Pistons got instead of Tyrese Haliburton. And we do this all the time. Like, you can't help but to think Killian Hayes, who is no longer in basketball. I mean, that was such a bad draft pick. So awful. They claim they drafted him because he could shoot, and of course he could not. So Killian Hayes is playing in a lifetime somewhere while Tyrese Haliburton is playing in the NBA Finals. Is that the worst draft miss of our lifetime?
And that's not just basketball. I'm talking all sports. It's up there, but I think we have to wait to see what Haliburton does. Now, I do think it's going to be one where you're just going to be like, man, long term, it's going to sting. It's going to hurt.
He's unreal.
It is.
And why the hell did the Kings give up on him, too? Like, they're probably doing the same topic in Sacramento.
Was that Paul George, right?
No.
No.
That was a Sabonis deal.
It was.
They traded Indiana traded Sabonis to get Haliburton.
Yes.
It's a good trade. Very good trade. Despite the fact Sabonis is pretty good. So, what would it be if it's not Killian Hayes and missing out on Tyrese Haliburton? What was the biggest draft miss of our lifetime? And I say we go around the room because everybody in this room or these two rooms have really good ones. Rico, you want to start us off? Go ahead.
I still think the biggest draft miss in Detroit history.
Yes, Detroit history.
Detroit history.
History of Detroit.
The Lions took Terry Fair. And ooh, passed on Randy Moss.
Big number 84.
One, first ballot Hall of Famer. The other one probably stuffs the ballot when he goes to elections.
Yeah, so. I mean, Terry Fair wasn't awful playing in the Lions secondary.
He actually was.
He wasn't awful, but then he got that injury against the Vikings.
Wasn't all pro.
I agree. I'm not disagreeing
Rieger,
with you.
When you're only known because they took you instead of the
right,
other guy.
Or the injury that ended your career, right?
Yeah, that means okay. You didn't do too much.
All right, listen, I think it's fair. Can we do better than missing on Randy Moss? David, go ahead.
So I'm going to go with the guy that I think this is the biggest whiff of all time.
Okay.
They took Eric Ebron over the best defensive player of his generation, Aaron Donald.
That's a great
one. Knew Sue was going to leave. Apparently, they didn't believe he was going to leave, even though he kept hinting all year he was going to leave. And they missed out on replacing him with a player actually better than him and a guy that led his team to a Super Bowl.
Paul, I hate to say you may be right, but both first ballot Hall of Famers.
Okay. I would agree. Both really good ones. Hard to beat. David, what do you got?
Then I raise you, Paul, and the Detroit Pistons drafted Darko Milicic over three straight NBA Hall of Famers, Pro Basketball Hall of Famers, and Carmelo Anthony could have gotten, Chris Bosh, or Dwayne Wade. Come on now. Three of them. You could have just picked one of the three.
See, David, I like where you're at, but I'm going to say either me or Paul, because those were generational players.
Understood.
Aaron Donald, generational player. Randy Moss, I mean, you got mossed.
You're right.
He's an adjective.
Everyone in the neighborhood said that.
He's an adjective. You got mossed. Like, he was Calvin before Calvin. He was always open. Plain and simple.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
But I like where you're going with that. But yeah, who was the miss that... Because when you think, I'm watching Tyrese Halliburton, I'm thinking, sure would look good in red, white, and blue uniform, but we got Killian Hayes instead. And I was told, hey, you didn't see his workouts.
Well, you can't get past it. Every time you see Halliburton, and if you remember our very own, Will Birchfield, I think, did a story how Halliburton wanted to be in Detroit, if I'm not mistaken.
He's still angry.
Yes. All right, I got two.
Somebody else is still angry, too, that's out there. I'm not going to steal it, but there's another NBA draft pick person. He's pretty good in the league, and he still hates Detroit.
Well, I'm pretty sure I'm going to name that one. Can I ask for permission? Can I give an honorable mention that nobody will say, but I think it was a kick in the, you know what?
One.
I get one?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, just leave it. If it doesn't get eventually,
I'll give
you
it
can
later.
Name it. Yeah.
My one is Donovan Mitchell.
And
you took Luke Kennard. Luke Kennard from Duke. Why? I don't know. Guy stunk. He was fine. But Donovan Mitchell is a superstar. You could have had him on your team. I go Donovan Mitchell.
That's fair.
All right.
I like
so
that.
We got four good ones.
Yeah.
Beat it. 248-539-9797. The ticket text, the exact same number. The Halliburton one does sting. It really does because he's so good. He does everything well. And he was a hero on the biggest stage yesterday. But what is the biggest draft whiff, miss in Detroit sports history? Want to go to some calls?
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to Bob in Detroit. You're on the ticket. What do you say, Bobby?
I say, how do you do, guys? Great show.
How do you do?
But besides that, I could be off on this, but I'm almost positive, that we had a chance to get Moses Malone. Instead, took Marvin Bad News Barnes.
Is that right? I don't know that. Look that up, somebody.
I'm not positive, but it sticks in my mind. So could someone check that out? Also, when they were asking for words to describe the Tigers, I thought matchup would have been a good two-word thing for them. because that's all we do is match up late in the game.
Okay. Appreciate the call. Yeah, appreciate the call, Bob.
By the way, Moses Malone was drafted in the 1974 ABA draft.
Yeah, I was about to say, he went in the ABA, so maybe he just opted not to play in the NBA. That I don't know.
Yes, fair enough. Let's go to Rico. Not this Rico, but the Rico on the phone. He's on the ticket. What's up, Rico?
Yeah, hey, I turned my radio down. Biggest draft mix, and I'm old. I'm old as dirt. How about this? The Lions had an opportunity to draft Dan Marino and pass him by. I'm going to hang up and listen to your response.
Who'd they take?
I think they took a fullback. They took a fullback in that draft. Hold on, let me look. 83 draft.
I think you're right about that. Yeah, they did take a fullback.
Was it James Jones?
Yes.
They took James Jones, fullback, in that draft. Passed on Marino. So, yeah.
Wow.
248-539-9797.
They also passed on Jim Kelly, who was the very next pick after the James Jones selection.
Oh, my God. This is disgusting. You're right.
Who is that draft pick that you look back and, like, man, the Detroit team really passed over this guy? Because for me.
Daryl Green, technically, they passed on him, too, in that same draft.
They did. They could have had Willie Gault, same draft. Daryl Green was in the 83 draft. That dude played forever.
But hey, I still say it was taking Terry Fair. You passed on Randy Moss. It's one of the best wide receivers of all time because they just didn't think that he had good character.
All right, we'll take more of your calls. Which one is it? The biggest Detroit sports draft whiff of all time? 97 on the ticket.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.